Many feel that the Malaysian authorities reflect what people are saying on the street closer than most other governments. And on Tuesday, they held a conference in London to reflect ordinary people's anger over the waging of war by the rich on the poor. This conference has been organized with one central message: to criminalize war and to hold those who wage it to account. And of course, this message is particularly poignant in the light of recent events in Gaza, where Palestinian civilians were massacred with virtual impunity. Speakers at the conference said that Israel's war on Gaza was a classic example of the rich and the powerful crushing the weak and defenseless. Over 1,300 Palestinians, mostly civilians, were killed. Israel said it was targeting Hamas fighters, who were firing rockets into its territory. But the Malaysian foreign minister called for an international war crimes tribunal to be set up to prosecute Israeli leaders.
We drag a person to court to be prosecuted for his act of having killed someone. We use the maxim mens rea in determining his murderous intent. But we simply allow a neighboring state to marauder thousands with guns, airstrikers, chemicals and tanks.
Meanwhile, one of Asia's best-known statesmen, ex-Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, castigated the US and Britain for supporting Israel with money and arms. Earlier, he told me that new US President Barack Obama would be unable to solve the Middle East conflict.
I feel that his hands are tied. Most American presidents, and I would say including Obama, may not take any stand against Israel without losing considerable support in the US itself. The Israeli lobby in the US is truly powerful, and they can determine who wins and who loses in elections.
Do you believe that Israel will exist in 30 years' time?
Well, it should exist in some form or another, but not in such a way that it occupies Palestinian land, it keeps on threatening Palestinians, it tries to out-terrorize the Palestinians. That will not happen.
The feeling among conference delegates was that the world order, which overwhelmingly favors the rich Western nations, has to change. A more equitable world, they argued, would lead to more peace and more justice. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.